When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another video here at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Today we are going through the best enablers for your FPL team. We'll be going through 4.5 midfielders, 5 million midfielders, 5.5 midfielders, 4.5 forwards and 5.5 forwards. We'll be missing out those 5 million forwards because there's absolutely no value in them. You're better off going for a 4.5 or finding half a million to go up for a 5.5 forward. So those are the five groups we're going to go through. We're going to go through my favourite selections from each of them, talk about the pros and cons of each of them, and then we'll give you an overall ranking of my favourite players in each of these price points in each of these positions. A reminder that Fantasy Football Scout is giving away a free membership to one of you who subscribe on YouTube. All you have to do is be a free member to fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Drop your username in the comment section down below. And then even if you're a paying member and you log your username down below, you can give the prize to one of your friends. How good would that be? Anyway, if you want a chance to win, put your username in the comment section down below. Make sure you're subscribed and let's get into the video. First off, we're going to start with these 4.5 midfielders. And for me, there are only really two to consider. However, for me, actually, there's only really one for us to consider. The first one who's had a bit of talk during preseason is De Silva of Brentford. There was a lot of talk about how he might be filling the Eriksen role and filling it in because he played that role in the Championship when they got promoted. However, when Eriksen came in, he was faded out a little bit. During preseason, it doesn't look like he's played that as much. He's been on the bench some games, started some games. So there's no doubt that he's going to get some minutes during the season, whether it's starting or whether it's on the bench. However, overall, I do give him a 5 out of 10 for minutes and a 5 out of 10 for overall points when he is on the pitch. He has looked good. He has scored some goals in preseason. We know he's capable of getting goals, getting assists as well. But my worry is he doesn't get enough starts. For me, the main pick that we have in this bracket of a 4.5 million is Pereira. He has moved from Manchester United to Fulham, which is why he's priced at 4.5 million. To be honest, if he was playing the role that he was when he signed, he'd probably be 5 or even 5.5 million. He's playing in that sort of number 10 role behind Mitrovic. He's also on some set pieces as well. He got an assist from a corner in their most recent preseason friendly as well. So I really like what he can offer. For me, there isn't that much to discuss. The only thing is, Brentford have a much nicer opening run of fixtures than you get for Fulham. To be honest, Pereira, you're not really one I'm going to start anyway, particularly if you look at their fixtures. They've only got one or two in the opening sort of five or six games that you're really going to want to play. And then how consistent are Fulham going to be in scoring goals in order to go and pick him and start him in your team in those weeks? So yes, the fixture's not great. Pereira is better for your bench. There may be a slight more upside with De Silva because of the fixtures, but really, I've given Pereira an 8 out of 10. I can't see him not starting. Giving them both a 5 out of 10 when they're on the pitch for the amount of returns they could get. So for me, I do think I favour Pereira. Next up, we have our 5 million midfielders. And one of these has had so much talk than the other two, and I'm not exactly sure why. Well, I understand why, but I do think it's worth debating a few of the other ones as well. So, of course, the one that's got the most sort of talk and the one that I'm sure you're looking at this thinking, oh, well, it's obvious, we'll go for Leon Bailey at Aston Villa. Now, that's great. He's looked really good in preseason, and the things Gerrard has been saying about him has been very positive. He's been saying that he's been proving himself. He's sort of changed games. He's been the core focal point for Aston Villa, and he's proven that he wants to be in the 11 for Aston Villa, which was a key quote that came out in their most recent game. However, there is still a lot of competition for places. They've got Coutinho, they've got Watkins, they've got Ings, they've got Ramsey, they've got Buendia, they've got Bailey now. Six players all competing for really three positions, maybe four in that Aston Villa attack. Especially with five subs, I think that will work both in the favour of Bailey and also as a hindrance. If he starts, I can't see him getting more than 60-65 minutes, but if he does start on the bench, he's probably going to come on around the 60th minute because of how good he's been at changing the game in pre-season. So with that in mind, I've only given him a 5 out of 10 in terms of minutes because I'm not exactly sure exactly how much we're going to get from him. Yes, he's looked great in pre-season, but actually when it comes to the league, is he going to be starting? But when he's on the pitch, for me, he's the best of these options, and I have given him an 8 out of 10, and I really like what he can do on the pitch. I just need to know that he's going to start consistently, and if he does, those first three fixtures for Aston Villa are absolutely great, and he could be a brilliant option. Next up, we have Moutinho at Wolves. Again, 5 million. Wolves have a really nice opening set of fixtures, and a lot of us looking at Neto. Now, you might be trying to save half a million here or there, and Moutinho could be a nice option. He's not explosive like Neto is going to be, but he is going to tick along quite nicely on some set pieces, along with the likes of Neves. He sort of gets goals and assists here. He'll probably get 10, maybe 15 goal contributions throughout the season. It's not going to set the world alight. Maybe 15 is a bit of a push with that. Maybe it's more like 10, but it'll tick along well. And he is just a 5 million midfielder. Again, he's not going to be really explosive, so I have given him only a 4 out of 10 in terms of explosivity and the amount of points he's going to score. But I have given him an 8 out of 10 in terms of the amount of minutes I expect him to play. So again, it depends what you want from this 5 million. If you want someone who's going to play every single game and tick along a little bit better than maybe you are going to get from your 4.5s, Moutinho is really good. Whereas Bailey's a bit more of a high risk, high reward player. And the final one is someone who's maybe in here due to his recent preseason form, which came with 2 goals so far in their friendly, which is going on at the moment. So we've got Almiron at Newcastle. They've been linked with a lot of right wingers and none of them have come in. And Almiron seems to be doing what he can in preseason to make that spot his own. Now, the chances are they may go in for another right winger. But if he continues to perform in preseason, like he's performing now, there is no reason for the sort of first 5 or 6 game weeks, given that the transfer window extends during the start of the season, that Almiron couldn't be starting in our teams. And I think he offers, if that's the case, really, really strong competition for Bailey, because they both have equally good sort of set of 5 fixtures to start the season. So with that in mind, we've given him a 6 out of 6 overall in both. The minutes I think are slightly better than Bailey, because at the moment there's no real competition. Maybe Ryan Fraser, he's probably less explosive than him. So overall, I think Bailey does still edge it, but I have got my eye on Almiron, given the form he's shown in the most recent game. His link up with Trippier as well, who got both assists for his goals, could be really nice. And if he does start the season as that main right winger with Saint-Maximin and with Wilson as well, could be a very nice and a bit of a differentialist pick while everyone is focusing on Bailey, who only has a good first 3 fixtures, and then it gets very difficult for him. And finally, we move on to, in the midfielders, these 5.5 million midfielders. And we spoke about Moutinho. We now look at the really popular teammate in Pedro Neto. I do really like him. And before we go into this, Neto is the one in my team. And I do have a little bit of agenda towards Neto because I think he's a fantastic option. And I'll do my best to put that in the back seat for this video. He is great. He is likely to start most games. He is on set pieces. He's probably got the most likelihood of playing consistent minutes out of all of these, which is why he's got a 9 out of 10 in terms of minutes. He's got a 7 out of 10 in terms of points because we know maybe Wolves don't score as many goals, but I think his goal involvement will be really high. And what I mean by this is, yes, they might not score 3, 4, 5 goals in a game. They'll only score 1 or 2, but the chance of him being involved in those 1 or 2 will be really high. So although they don't explode loads, his amount of returns will still be pretty good compared to some of the others who may be playing teams who score a lot more goals. And this is particularly important when we look at Fornals, the second option here. He's great. He plays for a team that scores goals. And I often say it at the beginning of the season when people are not sure who to pick. Pick players who play for teams that score goals, because it sounds obvious, but the more goals a team scores, the more chances are you're going to get returns. Fornals is that person. However, there is a little bit of uncertainty about minutes for him. You've got Lanzini, you've got Benrahma, you've got Vlasic, you've got Bowen, you've got Antonio, all sort of vying for just a few forward spots. And I think Fornals is part of the strongest team. But again, with the 5 sub rule, it means he's likely to be one of the ones taken off pretty early. I do like him. He's likely to be consistent again, sort of 10, 15 goal contributions from him this season. Goals or assists is not impossible. And given how they ended last season, I think he's very capable of doing well. So I've given him an 8 out of 10 in terms of minutes, a 6 out of 10 in terms of points as well. So he does rank slightly higher than Neto in both of those rankings. I do favour Neto, but I do think if you don't want to go for Neto and you want someone else, Fornals is a really nice pick. But the other one who could be really nice is Visa at Brentford. Now, he wasn't a consistent starter throughout the rest of last season. However, he was pretty consistent at the end of the season. He finished it really well with with 3 attacking returns in the past 3 games, and he's looked pretty good in preseason, getting a lot of minutes under his belt, and I do expect him to start and get a lot more minutes this season than maybe he did particularly at the start of last season as well. Again, finished last season really well. He's on that stride. Hopefully he can carry that into this season as well. And with that in mind, I've given him a 7 out of 10 in both of these. Again, even when he was performing really well, he didn't play sort of 90 minutes very often at the end of last season. So that's why he's only got a 7 for minutes. But when he's on the pitch, he's probably got more attacking threat than what you're going to get with Fornals, and a pretty equal threat to what you're going to get with Neto. And actually, their fixtures to start the season are very nice. They play Leicester and Manchester United in the first 2, and then it gets very easy. And maybe those first 2 are a bit difficult to put you off, while Neto plays Leeds, for example. But I do think he's worth considering as well. And because of those Brentford fixtures, because they're pretty likely to score a few more goals, they might need a few goals coming from elsewhere in the team. Now there's no Eriksen. He could be a really nice option, but I am on Neto at the moment. Moving up front, we have our 4.5 million forwards. We have 2 in here. Archer at Aston Villa, who's been getting a few minutes under his belt in pre-season. Again, unlikely to start. And then Sam Greenwood at Leeds. Again, unlikely to start, but might get some minutes off the bench. To be honest, there's very little to pick between them. I have Archer in my team at the moment. I think the minutes between them are pretty equal. Maybe we're going to get slightly more minutes from Greenwood. However, the 5-sub rule really means that I would expect Archer to get on the pitch in quite a few of the games that they have. Maybe not every game, whereas I think Greenwood will get on the pitch in pretty much every game. 4.5 million is great for him, and Archer maybe not quite as much. But the only thing is because Greenwood is so highly owned, he's likely to drop in price really early on in the season. There's always a very highly owned 4.5 million forward who will drop in price really early on. And I think Greenwood will be that. And that means as soon as he goes down to 4.4, 4.3, you're losing value in him unless you decide to sell him as well. So for that reason, I'm not planning on playing this person. I think they'll both get a similar amount of points this season. I have gone with Archer. Their minutes are pretty similar. We've given Greenwood 5 out of 10. Again, maybe that should be even lower. We've given Archer a 2 out of 10. Their expected points for me, both are 3 out of 10 when they get on the pitch. Again, I don't love either of them. I've just gone with Archer because I think he'll drop in price a lot later than we'll see from Greenwood. And finally, just to wrap up, we have our 5.5 million forwards. Again, skip the 5 million forwards. There are no one in there in that bracket that you should be picking. Go straight down to a 4.5 or upgrade to a 5.5. There is no point in me going through them because they are just not worth picking at the moment. You've got Sam Surridge at Nottingham Forest, who may get a few minutes if you really want one of them. Probably more minutes than you're going to get from the 4.5s, but it's really not worth that 0.5 investment. The 3 we've gone with here, and again, it's a lot of slim pickings in around that 5.5 unless you start going up to 6 million. We have the likes of Johnson at Nottingham Forest. We've got Armstrong at Southampton. We've got Undav, who's been highly spoken about at Brighton. And then I've got Benteke in here as well. Bear with me on Benteke. So the first one we've got is Armstrong at Southampton. They have looked like they've just signed a new striker, which means that there are 3 strikers toying for 2 places. Armstrong's been pretty good in preseason, though. The only issue for them is that their end of season form and their fixtures to start the season are pretty difficult, which does put me off a little bit. And again, it's 5.5 million for a player that I don't expect to maybe score more than 8 goals this season. So it is a lot to pay, and I don't love these guys as an option. If you do need one of them, Armstrong is in there. But as I said, those Southampton fixtures are quite difficult. Minutes-wise, I've given him a 6 out of 10. Points-wise, a 5 out of 10. He is a 5.54. There's not that much more you could expect. Next up, we've got Undav, who I definitely prefer to Armstrong, but we don't know his first choice, which is basically the big if for him. We have seen him perform in pre-season, but often off the bench, it's actually been Welbeck and Mopai that have been starting games, with Undav coming off the bench. He scored off the bench and he's looked really good, and we know he's been brought in to be that sort of main forward for Brighton going forward. It's just whether it happens in game week 1, I can't quite see happening. Now, 5.5 million at some point in the season, don't get me wrong, I think he'll be a really nice option and could be very good and could be that goal scorer that Brighton really need and sort of lacked over the past couple of seasons. So because of that, his minutes come a bit lower, 5 out of 10, but when he's on the pitch, he's definitely a better pick than Armstrong, and I've gone with a 7 out of 10 for him. And the final option that we've got is Christian Benteke. Now, we've always spoken last year about who's the forward that we've got for Crystal Palace. And basically what's happened this year is we've got Benteke, Edouard, and Mateta all coming in at 5.5. So although it might not be Benteke come game week one that starts, one of these Crystal Palace forwards at 5.5 could be a really nice option. The reason I've got Benteke in here, he's actually done a really good job in preseason. He's scored 3 goals and got 3 assists so far in preseason, much more than we've seen from Edouard and Mateta. Now, whether he starts the season, I don't know, but he's doing all that he possibly can to take that shirt. Again, because we often see those Crystal Palace forwards rotate, you've got Zaha who can play through the middle, you've got Mateta, you've got Benteke, you've got Edouard, as I've mentioned. I have given him a 7 out of 10. Again, it could have been higher. It could have been an 8 or 9, but there are other forwards that they could play throughout that position. Again, when he's on the pitch, he's pretty good. I've given him a 6. Maybe he's going to score less goals than Undav if they both played the sort of majority of the season. Pretty close between the two of them. I think they've got a pretty similar amount of minutes. Again, Benteke might start slightly more, but he's maybe not quite as effective when they're both on the pitch at the same time. Again, it's a pretty 50-50 call with what we got here. 3 forwards, but let's go to my overall ranking for each of the positions and I'll reveal which of these I like the most. So here we have our overall ranking. 4.5 midfielder, Pereira, 5 million midfielder, Bailey, 5.5 million midfielder, Neto, 4.5 million forward. We have Archer and 5.5 million forward. We have Benteke just because of that preseason form. Let me know if you agree. Let me know if there's anyone I haven't even considered in this video. I did look at them all and choose my shortlist in each position, but if there's someone else that you'd like included, drop it in the comment section down below. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning, Fantasy Football Scout are giving away a free membership to someone who is subscribed to the channel. So just drop your membership name in the comment section down below. If you're already a member, drop it anywhere and you can give it to a friend. Thank you all for joining. We will be back again with streams throughout the week, videos next week, as well as we approach the game week one deadline. It is almost here. If you do want more FPL videos as well, every single day I'm uploading on my channel as well. Link to everything you need is in the description down below. That's enough of me talking. Have a good rest of your day and I'll be back again very soon.